Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
That's not Elvis, that's Terry Stafford. I know it sounds like him, but it's not.
Oh, you keep on saying.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Greg Kaiser is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Fracks, Ma'am, and The Truth About Hydrofracking and the next great American Boom, which we have now in terms of energy. Even though prices are down, it's still an amazing situation. Greg, thanks again for being here. Greg Kaiser with a K and a Z, gregkaiser.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. He's very smart. I encourage you to read and listen to what he has to say. He's a great supporter of the Shale Crescent Group, the states, Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, who are having an amazing energy revolution right now. But, Greg, I was reporting in 2002 when crude oil went to $12 a barrel. I was right here talking about it on the show. It's now gotten down to in the 20s crude from above 60 only a month or so ago. It's now down to below 30. How much of that is the coronavirus, and how much of that is Saudi Arabia having a hissy fit contest with Russia? What do you think?
Probably most of it's precipitated by the virus. So
yeah.
And Russia and Saudi are probably right now fighting it out because they're desperate for market share, and they're one trick, both of them, oil revenue.
The one thing they have in common is they're one trick ponies. If it isn't oil, they're out of business.
Right. So their goal is to try to get market share right now, and to do that, they're fighting each other. So
right.
Because we're not going to buy anything from them for sure. But I think the challenge, we're down. I looked this morning before I got on the call. Brent crude is 27. Yeah. West Texas Intermediate, which is what U.S. producers are getting, is about 23, which is, for consumers, that's, in a sense, that's good news. Because
this is good news.
I've heard $1.58 a gallon for gas.
Income has dropped off. This is good news, isn't it? I mean, I paid about $1.77 for gas the other day.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we're back below $2, so that's the good news. The bad news is I got two cars in the garage. We're not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I got out of a therapist. Big whoop. Mm-hmm. So I'm not running. My business is shut down. Right. I'm not going anywhere.
But natural gas took another nosedive too. Down to below $2. It was above three.
It's
6 months ago.
It's down to $1.58 this morning.
Yeah. What's that going to do?
So.
Is that going to help manufacturing? Make payroll?
No.
At
that point, it's really not. I mean, they know it's already cheap here. I think the concern that I have is our industry, our oil and gas industry, is like, we were talking about, we got to be here on the 1st of January. They got to survive. And they're at the point now where survival is a question mark. I mean, because if they would go away, then all
you
of a sudden,
they. Who
we
is
get
they?
Back.
Who is they?
If the American oil and gas industry goes away,
yeah.
In other words, if they can't survive this crisis, and that's what it is for them, the scary part is, what if we went back to those days of OPEC and Russia?
Well, Greg, they're not going to go away. I mean, like I said, we've been here before. 18 years ago, we were here. It was worse than this 18 years
right.
ago.
And
independent producers were shutting down two barrel a day wells all over the place because they wouldn't even make enough money to pay for an electric motor they had to replace.
Right, and I think we're going to see people not drilling wells.
Yeah,
and they don't need to. I mean, right now demand is so much. I mean, that's the funny thing. Demand is down in China. Demand is down here in the United States.
Right. Nobody's,
how many states aren't going to work? So they've got to go through the same exercise that we are as small business people.
Mm-hmm.
They got to figure out how to survive because probably what we'll see. You're right. I don't see the industry going away. What I do see is there's going to be more consolidations.
Yeah, And that's not always a good thing. I like the independence. I like seeing Texas and your part of the world robust with people who are excited about starting businesses in your industry. I think that's a good thing. But everything, every cycle has to have a shakeout. Mr. Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, what Americans have going for us always is our ability to innovate. And, you know, I think your next guest is going to talk about some of that stuff. Our ability to innovate, be creative, and find ways to do things better, faster, cheaper. I mean, we're really good at that as Americans.
Yeah, that's right. No, we are. And so what, as you look out, I've got about less than a minute. As you look out across the landscape, what do you see for the petroleum industry over the next 9 months, let's say?
Wow. I see more consolidation. And I see that, you know, probably some of the big companies could well be going away. I think some of the small, the medium-sized producers are going to have trouble staying.
When you say big companies, you're not talking about the giants, are you?
No. The giants are going to – Exxon's going to be your –
Large regionals?
But they're not really
–
in this country, they're not the big kahunas.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about companies like EQT and Terra. Most people don't even know who those folks are.
Yeah.
And EQT and Terra, Range Resources, are some of the – they're the biggest natural gas producers in the United States. And, you know,
it'll
they're –
It'll be interesting. We're going to count on you to keep us posted on this very important topic, Greg. Thank you for being here. And thank you for your leadership.
Hope everybody just kind of hangs in there and thinks positive right now.
Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Cazera with a K. GregCazera.com. Check out his website. His book is called Just the Fracks, Ma'am. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.